Hey, it's your man KJ. We back. Dr. Sai, what you got for me this year?
You rocking with the village. Let's get it.
We back, y'all. 2017. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. We are live. Got my girl Angie. What's good with you,
Hola.
Girl? How you doing? So this week, village, we have no Facebook Live. Internet on my end was going crazy, so it kind of messed up all the different feeds and stuff like that. So what I'm gonna do, village, is I'm gonna be sporadically sharing the show with any and everybody and go from there. But Angie, baby, how you doing? How's life treating you, girl?
I'm good. I'm trying to finish this paper. Heading to New York. Nuevo York.
Oh, are you heading home to see the fam?
Yeah. So one of my closest friends from high school lives there. Mm-hmm. And I see her every year. And my tios and my tias. So I go to see them. Yep. Every year I go to New York.
That's what's up. I've only been once, and I see why people fall in love with New York. It's a great city, straight up.
It's not that great.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I had an amazing time.
Daniel loves New York.
Yeah?
I like upstate now. Like, I think the city is too much for me, and the city has changed so much.
Okay.
And I think, I don't know. I didn't grow up there, but I visit quite often since I was a little girl and then in my adult. And so it's just so interesting to come back every time and just see certain changes, mm-hmm. So.
I went a couple years ago. I had an absolute blast, maybe because I saw it from a tourist perspective. So maybe that's mm-hmm. why I loved it so much. But I had fun. But anyways, village.
Don't get me wrong. I love it.
Oh, yeah. And the food. Oh, my God. I was pure fat kid. But... But yeah. Village, we got a whole bunch of topics here we're going to discuss. The very first thing I want to jump into here, let's talk about this Marshawn Lynch sitting during the national anthem, but he stood for the Mexican national anthem. And let me tell you, I followed some people on Twitter and I just followed hashtag, Marshawn or whatever it was that I followed. And people were losing their flicking minds. I was like, oh my God. And so to me, this goes beyond just him sitting for our national anthem and standing for the Mexican national anthem. This to me goes beyond that. This is an issue of, if I feel like my country is mistreating me, right, and I decide to take a knee. He's a professional athlete. We've all seen the crap about people taking knees and this, that, and the third, right? And then he does that, and he stands for the Mexican national anthem. To me, as someone that lives in this country, instead of getting angry at him, I'm going to get angry at his situation. Why does he feel like he needs to do this? Why does he feel that this is okay, right? And that's the problem with us as a country, right? We're so quick to try to diagnose the surface issue. Well, let's talk about why he wants to do that. And that's what I don't think people really understand. It's all this anger. Oh, he's disrespecting us and this, that, and the third. I'm like, well, why is he doing it? We're so quick to say this is what he's doing, but dig in a little bit and ask, why is he doing it? So that's my initial thoughts on it, Angie. What were your What are your thoughts on that?
First thought was like, I laugh because my son Lynch always cracks me up. Like, I don't know what it is about him. He energetically, like, I don't know, I like him. But, and then I was reading the articles and it said that he always sat for the national anthem for 11 years. And he doesn't say why he sits for the national anthem. Which at first I was kind of frustrated. I'm like, yo, Marshawn, like, why won't you, you know? But then I'm like, yo, that's none of our business. Like, he could do whatever the fuck he wants. Like, he doesn't owe it to anybody to explain why he does something. And so it's like, whatever. And he did speak up about the Colin Kaepernick thing. And he's like, yo, like, you're racist if you, you know, if you don't understand the issues that Colin Kaepernick is bringing up, because these are real issues. So I am curious as to why he decided to stand up for the Mexican anthem. And I don't know if it's because it was his way of like, look, I ain't disrespecting you guys at all. Like, you guys didn't do anything to me or us, so I'm going to respect you. This is your home. I'm going to stand up. At my home, I could do this shit because I have my reasons. You mm-hmm. get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And on top of that, I don't know if you saw the video of the Mexican reporter trying to give a jersey to Brady. I can't stand that motherfucker. I never liked him. I fucking never liked him. Anyways, they try to give him a jersey and he brushes them off. And people are like, well, maybe he didn't hear them or maybe blah, blah, blah. Whatever. I don't give benefit of the doubt to Brady. I just don't. Something's off about that dude. So they went to Marshawn Lynch and they gave him the jersey. And Marshawn Lynch like, yo, you Mexicans, you guys are my people, yo. You guys, I grew up Mexicans. We eat Mexican food. Like, it was so cute. He was just so cute. So yeah, I was just like, oh, man. I just get so fucking angry that people get so angry about people sitting at the national anthem more than they are angry about the injustices in our system.
Yes.
I can't fuck with you. I cannot fuck with you. I can't even stand you. Like, get the fuck out of my face. If you really think that is an issue over the injustices and proven reasons why they are standing against the national anthem, mm-hmm. like, get the fuck out of my face. So this isn't the place. Get the fuck out of my face. Every place is a protest. When you are black, you are protesting because you are black. You are the color that people hate. Your life is a 24/7 fucking protest because you already have, especially if you fall in all the intersections. So if you're a black woman who's LGBTQ and in a lower income bracket, you are a walking issue for the society. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what pisses me off when people are like, oh, you shouldn't protest here. Get the fuck out of my face. You don't know what, you can't comprehend it because you're privileged. This is what the word privilege means. When you can remove yourself from situations that are uncomfortable for you in your little fucking safe space because you're a fucking snowflake because you can't hear the truth, then I'm serious. Like, I can't fucking deal. I can't. Out. I'm done.
Yes. So I bring all this up because I found it interesting. I can't find the clip anywhere, but I saw this clip. It was about before baseball became integrated. You know, when you had the Negro Leagues and the major leagues,
mm-hmm.
A lot of players, a lot of black players, dun, 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 were actually playing in Mexico and making great money and were loved and cherished by the people mm-hmm. there, right? I'm on an educational tip now, Angie. Smell your boy.
Oh, okay. So I did not know this.
Yes, I can't find the clip anywhere. But I bring all that up. You know, it just seems like when people of color stick together, there seems to be an issue, right? We always develop some kind of, society develops some kind of issue with it, right? And not in all cases, but in the major cases, when you think about society and people of color and when we come together, all of a sudden it's an issue. There's something that's there to divide us, right? Whether we want, whether we actually are physically involved ourselves, but if anything, it's a mental game. It's mental, right? It's not an issue of this is what's going on or this is what's going on over there. When you see the mental and the physical come together and it comes against people of color, that's what bothers me, because this is not an issue of he's sitting for our flag, because that's a separate issue. We're dealing with that. But he stood for the Mexican national anthem and everyone loses their mind. It's again, figure out why he feels the need to do this. Mm-hmm. Figure that part out first. And then once you fix that, then you can say, hey, man, would you mind standing now? Is everything good? But no, we don't want to do that. We want to sit back and address and say, oh, well, he's being disrespectful. I don't know about you, but when I signed my contract for the military, there was nothing about the national anthem in it. So
I don't remember shit because I didn't read anything. I don't remember half of the shit in the military. But oh. I want a motherfucker to come at me and say something about me when I sit in a fucking national anthem, when I'm not doing, people die for you. I'm like, yeah? Yeah, right, my motherfucker? My grandfather served in Vietnam, my father served, my brother served, oh, motherfucker, I was over in Afghanistan. Get out of my fucking face. I ain't got time for your shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And at this point, I'm good. I'm not going to sit up here. Like, at this point, I'll keep reiterating this. Oh, wait,
sorry. My grandfather was in Korean War. Anyways, I just had to clarify.
No problem. Korean War. No problem. at this point, I literally am just like, look, if you don't get it, you just don't want to get it. And that's how
you don't want to get it. You don't, because it makes you uncomfortable. It makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. And that's how I am now. I'm not going to sit up here and debate on this and anything else. Like, if you can't see it, then just move on. So before we move on to the next topic, did you have anything else you want to say about that, or are we good and we can move on?
No. Hey, Marshawn.
Okay, so let's talk about this next thing here. And this is another thing. This sexual allegations shit is just, it's just too much. It's getting out of hand. So DC editor, and I'm a huge comic guy. I love all the stuff.
I'm not a DC fan.
I am. I'm a DC fan. I haven't seen.
I'm a Marvel girl.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I love Marvel too. Like, I love comics. I go to Comic-Con every year. It's just my
thing. I've been to Comic-Con
And it's fun. I go every year. I love it. So the DC editor, Eddie Berganza, if that's how you say his name correctly, he's being accused. He's being hit with some serious stuff, some sexual misconduct, him groping up-and-coming artists and writers and stuff like that, forcing kisses on women, you know. And here's the thing about that. With everything else in this world, we already know that this world is a male-dominated world, right? That's just what it is. But when you look at the comic aspect of this, you know that that's even a more male-driven society. You look at comic books, you look at video games, you look at things like that. These are hardcore things that go on within this community, right? It's a very small community. And people realize that. Once you get in, you're in. But to get in, sometimes it can be hell for a woman. Let's be honest. Getting into these small circles is hell for women. And I'm fully... I'm sitting here, I'm fully acknowledging my male privilege in regards to being able to have access to things that you may not have access to. I fully acknowledge that, because ain't nobody going to be touching on me. I'm going to think it's a little weird because I have a beard. I have a beard and dreads, and I look, you know, I mean, hey, what it is. If you are into this,
babe,
they don't want none of this. They don't want none.
They don't even know it. They couldn't handle it. They wouldn't even know what to do.
No, That's that jail that jail loving. You don't want this. Anyway, I digress. Angie, so what are your thoughts about this and, you know, this culture in comics? Because I think this is just one of many stories that's going to come out, quite honestly.
You're breaking up, love.
Oh, that sucks. Okay, because I can hear you loud and clear. Okay, can you hear me now? Oh, I don't even know. Village, you guys stay with me for a quick second. We've been having all kind of technical difficulties.
Please stand by.
All right, Village. So what I'm going to do, Village, I'm going to reset this page real quick. And we're going to retry it again, okay? All right, let's go ahead and reload and see if it comes back. Village, so we're still live in Audacity recording. Trying to get the page to kind of reset and we're going to go from there. All right, so Angie's coming up.
Hello to all our listeners.
All right, here we go. So we're coming up. All right, Angie.
I'm staying.
All right, Angie, can you hear me?
Yeah, babe.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. So give me your thoughts about exactly, like, this is one, but of one story is going to come out. Because as you can tell, this is something that, like I said, it's a male-dominated society within that subculture. So what are your thoughts about this and what he's did and what's the future?
So I was pretty pissed when I read one of the articles on it and how he spoke to one of the comic artists, the women who he questioned, like, how did you make it without having sex with someone? Like, you know, pretty much just like, you know, insulting her, like, oh, you couldn't possibly have made it this far just by being an artist. Mm-hmm. Like, you had to have fucked someone, which was my issue in the military. People always came at me with that. Oh, you just got this because of your good looks. Motherfucker, actually, I got shit worse because of my looks. Because they assumed that I used my looks to make it up the ranks. They wanted me to suffer. They hated me. And I was a bitch. But I have my reasons. I had to be a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers are horrible. I was going to let them step all over me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so that really pissed me off. Like, seeing that and how, you know, he's been aggressive. And it's multiple. I'm going to throw it at you again because I'm always bringing race into the things because this is the reality of life. Yes, all of these allegations are coming up. But what I'm getting pissed about is when a black woman comes out with these allegations, why is it that she gets attacked? Like when Lupita came out with Harvey Weinstein, that motherfucker didn't say anything about any other allegations. Only when Ashley Judd was the first one to come out, he spoke up against it. But when all these allegations came out and Lupita came out and said, yo, you did the same shit to me. And he's like, oh, that's not what happened. The only black woman that came up and spoke against him, and he responds against the black woman. And then the actress, I can't think of her name right now, who was on Girls. Another person, Lena Dunham. I have not ever had an interest to see your show. I have not ever had an interest. Like, there's something just about her. And every article comes out, there's something she does. I'm like, like, what are you doing? Like, you are the symbol of what white feminism means, even though it's not a real thing. Like, you can't be a white feminist because feminist means for all people, everything, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so she had the audacity to come out and speak up against her and say, my friend she's speaking out against is a really good guy, and 3% of women lie about their rape. So two black women have come out publicly, and both times, they're the ones who know and believe.
Mm-hmm. And they get shamed, horribly shamed. Yeah.
Yes. So this is what's getting me angry about this, like, this movement right now. Like, and then, you know, I read a good article about, like, you know, when this shit was happening to R. Kelly. Like, when R. Kelly was doing his thing to black women, like, way back in the day, like, go all the way back when I was in, like, middle school, like, we made it a joke. And I feel bad, too, because I make R. Kelly jokes all the time. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, I'm making these jokes at the expense of what like women had to endure from this asshole. Mm-hmm. And but no one made a big deal about it. Because what? It was a black woman? It was you get anyways.
When you think about the nature of it all and think about it, you know, and not just to go off completely off topic here, but hey, who cares? This is what we do. You know, think about this. When Roy Moore was doing his thing to these young girls, right? And everyone in the town mm-hmm. kind of knew, right? He was banned from the mall. When he went to high school, yep. when he went to high school football games, the local sheriff That's would watch disgusting. Him, right? And so us growing up, like our me and you are roughly the same age. I got a couple years on you. When we knew mm-hmm. about R. Kelly, we just kind of laughed about it, right? But now yeah, in our did. Adulthood, excuse me, in our adulthood, now we're like, damn, that was really screwed up what he did. And it yeah, made it worse when we made jokes about it. And now yeah. we're at a point in history we can no longer joke about what is going on because people are being hurt. Can't. So we have to figure this out. But I'm sorry, go ahead. What were you saying? Because I just had to get that off my chest. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. It's just, I think with these sexual allegations, it's just going to keep on outpouring. And I hope no one ignores it. I hope no one, you know, stops listening to women coming out. The thing is, this is our society. This has been a normal functioning. This has been structural functionism at its best in a way of how this is how it works. This is how we function, you know, patriarchal society. Men can be like this, you know, oppresses the woman who speaks out against it. And I read a interesting meme or something that said about Roy Moore, whatever his name is. Ugh, I can't even say these people's names. I don't want to say their names. But how if it was allegations that he had a consensual sexual relationship with a man, Republicans would hate him. But it's okay that he has non-consensual connections with these young underage females. Mm-hmm. Like this is the disturbance of our society. This is so grotesque. So you would be more upset if he had a consensual relationship with a man, but not with children. Like, ugh. Our society is just so fucked up. And all this shit has to come to light, and we all have to look at our inner demons and deal with our fucking bullshit so we can help other people deal with their stupid bullshit. Like, I'm not for, like, holding grudges or being angry forever. Like, I'm all about healing and rehabilitating. But sometimes you need to, like, learn from your fucking mistakes and deal with that. And yes. then we can talk about who rehabilitation and then forgiveness.
And that's the thing. Until you're ready to address what actually happened, you know, you'd be amazed at how all this stuff just builds up. And it still kind of blows me away how so many people are like, oh, well, why are they saying this 30 and 40 years later? It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter. If a woman, like I said, I was a young, dumb dickhead, right, in the Navy. Did I slap a few butts and asses and grab some stuff I shouldn't have been doing? Yes, I did. Yes, I did, right? Mm-hmm. And if a woman comes to me and says, you know, this is what you did to me years ago, guess what, man? I got to pony up and apologize and do what I can to make it right.
If I had to do, if someone's like, yo, Angie, you did this shit, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to disrespect you. I really apologize, you know? Mm-hmm. Or don't even make any excuses, like, I fucked up.
That's it. It's that simple.
I'm sorry. I fucked up. So. And I get that. Like, we make mistakes. So that's, you know, I get that. Like, we make mistakes. But, you know, there's levels of mistakes after a while. Like, no, you've done fucked. Like, rape. And did some really, really bad shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like there's
your forgiveness isn't going to come so easy, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
There's a window. And I know this sounds bad. There's a window, right? Like, when you're young and stupid and all this stuff, you know, I'm not going to sit up here and say it's okay. I'm not. But.
Yeah, but then there's an understanding.
When you're 45, 50, and you're still doing this behavior, then come on, man. You know, at this point, come on. But again, Village, Angie, ladies, I am not saying what I did was right in my 20s or early like 18, 19. I am not saying it's right. It was wrong what I did. And if a woman comes to me and says, this is what you did to me 10 years from now or whatever the case may be, I have to make it right. And I will make it right. Right? But there's this window where, okay, you're young and stupid. You shouldn't have did that. Apologize, yeah. Man up, woman up, whatever you want to say, and go from there. Right?
Mm. Yeah.
But like I said, 40, 45, 50, you know, you're past that gray area. You should know better.
Yeah, you are. No, you should know better.
Yeah.
You know, you really should. And like I said, that's why it was easier to forgive the people who did what they did to me as kids, because they were kids themselves. And I knew, like, they were just learning this from someone else. When they got older and they were aware, they did come to me and like, yo, I'm so sorry. And I was like, it's okay. Like, it was so much easier to forgive them. It got harder the older you got, you were. And I was like, that's not going to be easy for me to forgive you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So quickly. So you know. So yeah, I mean, man up to your shit, but woman up, man up to your shit. But at the same time too, like I think there is levels, and you know, people hate to say no, it's all the, no, I don't see everything all the same. I'm sorry, I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
There's really degrees of
there is
fucked up.
Yeah,
I really believe it.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you.
I don't believe all murders are even equal, and we're going to talk about that in the next. I don't believe all murders are equal. I don't believe I'm sorry. There's circumstances is everything.
And that is so true. You have to take each situation as it is. It's this blanket covering of this is this and that is that. You can't do that. It's just
you
not
can't
how
do
it
that.
Works. No,
you fucking can't do that. No. And that's what we try to do in this goddamn society. And this is why I am so irritated, because we try to compartmentalize everything in black and white. Like, you can't fucking do that. This is why our society is so fucked up, because you try to black and white everything when the world is not like that. Everything is muddled together. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is muddled together. You can't just say this is this and this. No! That's why you have to, like, really discern everything you do. I mean, you can't be an extremist. Oh my God, this stuff really bothers me.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's almost like you have to fall on the left or the right. Like, you can't be in the middle.
I hate that. And I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle. I'm
me
all
too.
Over the place.
Me too.
I'm not. I'm neither.
Yeah.
I can see this. I can see this. I can see this. And I can see this. And sometimes it changes into this. The more I learn about this.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. You know, I tell people all the time, I'm the worst liberal you'll ever meet. Because, granted, I am all for women's rights, women's right to choose. I am for, and I tell people this all the time, it's not gay marriage. It's fucking marriage. It's two people that love each other that want to get married. It's not gay marriage. It's not interracial marriage. It's just fucking marriage. That's all it is. Get over it. And so, but at the same time, I'm also conservative on certain things. I'm like, hey, if you're able to work, get off your ass and go find a job and go work. There's no reason to milk the system your entire life. That's just how I feel. If you need help, then get help. I'm okay with that. Let's have the programs to help you. But as soon as you can get back on your feet, I expect you to work. There are certain things I'm conservative on. There it is. But
yeah.
Before we move on here, Angie, do you got anything else on this one before we move on to this next topic here? All right. So let me go ahead and pull this thing up here, and Village, forgive me because I'm probably gonna say this young lady's name wrong. Her name is Cynthia Brown or Cynthia. I'm not sure, but I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna screen share with you guys here.
Cytonia.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I butcher people's names.
Me too.
So that's why I can't be mad at people who butcher my name.
Yeah, because I had to memorize. I was like, okay, shit, what is her name again? All right, let's pull this up here. We're going to screen share. Okay, so imagine at the age of 16 being sex trafficked by a pimp named Cutthroat. after days of being repeatedly drugged and raped by different men, you were purchased at 16 years old by a 43-year-old child predator who took you to his home to use you for sex. You end up finding enough courage to fight back and shoot and kill him. You're arrested as a result, tried and convicted as an adult, and sentenced to life in prison. This is the story of Centonia Brown. She will be eligible for parole when she is 69 years old. This is absolutely heartbreaking, and it's sickening, right? You, as a young lady, 16 years old, you have all these things going against you, right? You finally get the cojones to say, you're not going to rape me anymore. You're not going to do this to me anymore. You shoot and kill the man that is doing this to you, and now you're in jail.
Wow.
I can't even fathom what this young lady looks at every day and what she sees. She was literally trafficked into sex, right? She was bought, right? We're still doing that in 2016, 17. We're still selling human beings for sex against their will. Those of you that do it because you love the money, whatever the case may be, more power to you. Do your thing.
More power to you.
Do your thing. I don't care if that's what you choose to do, whatever. Mm-hmm. But a 16-year-old young lady should never, ever have to worry about, number one, being forced, and then being bought, sold, traded, whatever the case may be, and then used as a sexual object, kills her attacker, and now she's in jail. No. That's just that America, we're failing. That's a fail. That's a major fucking fail in my book. So, Angie, what are your thoughts on this one? Because I'll fuck around and lose my shit.
It really broke my heart because, you know, I did a little quick paper on human trafficking, and I've known people who have, I know a person who was adopted for, like, practically human trafficking and sex trafficked and everything. You know, and also, like, just, you know, so this is, to me, so this again is circumstances. This is what makes me so fucking angry about people, and I just want to punch them in the goddamn face sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Her situation is so different. You cannot measure her to some random girl who is just hooking up with a guy and then she decides to kill him. This is not the same situation. This is a girl who was born into, I believe, a rape situation. Her mom, I guess, was raped, and then she had her, and her mom drank when she was a baby. So she's already born into a really bad situation. And then this is what makes me so angry, and this is why, like, sometimes I just can't read the comments, but this is how I know these are trolls, but not even, like, these are probably not real people, because this one woman wrote, "These are lies. I researched everything, and all of it's lies." And I'm like, yo, produce the evidence. Like, produce your evidence. So I did my research, and I could not find anything that negated any of her story. Like, I tried looking just in my short time of researching. But the thing is, she's a 16-year-old woman, and everyone's like, oh, but she cold-blooded murdered him if she was in the house and he was sleeping next to her, if he was turned around. Okay, but she was in a situation that was ready and not in a good place. The house, she said, had weapons around it. You don't know what's going to happen. If you run out that door, he could have grabbed her and tormented her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she has no idea. She's probably been in worse and very similar and bad situations. And she was just like, not today, Jesus. Like, fuck you, and I'm going to kill you. Like, why? And then people are like, oh, she had no right to murder the man. Get the fuck out of my face. This man had no right to go and buy a child at 16 fucking years old. Like, that's a monster that we want to protect? like, yeah, I get that people should have, like, you know, process. Like their freedom to protect themselves in a way, like to testify in court, like if they're not wrong. But this is a matter of life and death. Sometimes, like, we don't know her situation 100%, but this isn't a new story. This is, human trafficking is a growing epidemic. This is happening. Sex trafficking is happening. We need to stop. Like, this is, this makes me very emotional. I get very, very angry with this subject. And I signed the fucking petition, and I hope you guys all sign it too. You know, it's just, I'm happy that this is bringing up these issues, but this is people's reality. And unfortunately, like, they can't escape it. Sometimes they escape it, they end up right back on the streets, and they're the ones who are more likely to go right back into sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, this is our society, and it's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm fucking tired of everyone acting like they're little justice warriors, where they can act like they're all, oh, but we have no right. You know what? We need to deal with every situation. We have to deal with every situation.
Mm-hmm. As it comes.
Like,
you can't do a,
yeah.
You can't have a blanket statement for everything nowadays. You just can't do that.
I just can't deal with it.
Yeah. And this story broke my heart because I was, you know, like I said, I tell the viewers all the time, I like to peruse multiple news sources, BuzzFeed, which is where I found this story, CNN, Fox News, Huffington Post, whoever, right? And so I read this story and I literally was like, what? You know, and the only reason why this story is getting traction again is because celebrities are like pumping this up. So that's the only reason why this is getting traction, which absolutely sucks for this young lady, right? Because if somebody big named hadn't said something, I might have never heard about this girl. I would have never heard about her. I would have never heard about her situation or anything like that. And that's a shitty thing. That's really shitty. At 16 years old, you free yourself at 16. Unfortunately, somebody had to lose their life. Some people would say fortunately. I'm going to say fortunately because the dude's a fucking douche and an asshole. Whatever. Anyone that that sells people, please, rot in hell. Slow with gasoline soap drawers, please. But it's just how I feel. You know what I mean? Like, I think we need to address this from a, not only from a psychological standpoint, but from a pure justice standpoint, right? She got justice. She killed the man that was raping her, keeping her captive. That's justice to me. He did not deserve the light of day. He would have gone to jail, wasted our tax dollars, rotted in jail for the rest of his life, and that would have been it. Right? And it's such a, that's just such a horrible thing. It's horrible. But anyways,
I hate this.
Angie, before we move on to some knee-jerk reaction, did you have anything else on this one before we move on?
I want the world to start getting really involved in, like, educating ourselves on sex trafficking and how this is a growing issue.
Mm-hmm.
This is really sad and disturbing. This can happen to anyone's children. You know, please read the signs. Please read, God, I have the list. I just don't know where it is. I have so much piles of paper right now. But it's like, you know, warning signs of if your child's being scouted out to be a sex traffic. Understand San Diego is one of the highest places. This is number 3 in the tourist spot on the black web, dark web, of where, you know, to go and find young sex workers. Again, if this is your choice, I 100% like support you. I don't mind. I mean, I've known people who sold them their bodies for sex, like, whatever, more power to you. Do you, but I'm talking to people kidnapped and forced into this. Families do this to their own children. This is a really disturbing issue. This is another issue in LA, Orlando, Florida, a lot of metropolitan areas. So please educate yourselves, educate your children, and start to look into these issues and seeing how you cannot, you know, ways to not support this.
There it is. We got to figure out a way to for stuff to change, man, because this is crazy.
And I feel bad looking at porn sometimes because I don't know if these people were, like, forced into sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I feel guilty. I'm like, oh, no. Like, can't they have, like, porns like these people have, like, chosen this job?
I mean, there's certain types of porn I'm going to say maybe are okay. You know what I mean? Like major production companies, because I've watched documentaries about porn and some of these women are like, I hate to get too detailed, but some of these women are literally like, yeah, they think they have the power, but I have the power. I'm the one with the pee. I'm like, oh, okay. All right.
Oh my God.
All right, girlfriend. Yeah. You know, I love documentaries. I love anything that's going to explain something to me on, like, with video and graphs and details. So I get into stuff like that. That's my thing, right? So, yeah, that's just, not all porn is bad, Angie. Like, if you are into porn, there's nothing wrong with that. Seriously.
I do know that because I do know people who've done porn.
Oh, really? Oh, like, wow. Okay, you know, yeah, I don't know anything like that.
I'm sorry, I'm plugging on my computer because my battery... You know?
Okay. Yeah.
And that's cool, but I'm just saying, sometimes when I'm being cheap and getting the free porn, I worry.
Says, I didn't know, who pays for porn? There's so many free websites out there. Like, we'll talk about that off. We'll talk about that offline. Oh, that's crazy.
Keeping it real, Village. See?
Keeping it real.
We're humans out there.
Keep it 100. Keeping it 100. All right, Angie. Let's jump into some knee-jerk reactions here. This first story, I'm going to go ahead and screen share with you here. And this one will come as no fucking surprise for you or anyone else. But for those of you that want to deny it, keep on denying. And yeah. So black men sentences 20% longer than white men for similar crimes. This is a story I found on the Huffington Post. I'm going to go ahead and play this video real quick, and let's figure it out. Okay, so I got to unmute that, and here we go.
Differences, they did not have the kinds of support structures, the second chances, the resources that would allow.
Going forward, I have empowered our prosecutors to charge and pursue the most serious offense, as I believe the law requires.
Okay, so right there, Angie, you know, some of those stats I did not know, to tell you the truth. Like, I didn't know about Native American women versus white mm-hmm. women. I didn't know that. Some of this stuff I didn't know. I'm going to be honest, man. I've been mm-hmm. so trapped in my, I think I'm more trapped in my bubble of black men and Latino men and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I just know that we get higher sentences, right? I know that. But, mm-hmm. you know, dealing with Native Americans, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
Oh, Native bad. Americans. I didn't know. Harsh, man. They're the highest poverty, like, as, so they're the smallest
population,
mm-hmm. but they're the highest in poverty. And yeah, I mean, they're still trying to kill off Native Americans. It's just so depressing. And then they, women are like, they're more susceptible to being human trafficked. It's sad.
Yeah.
I'm fucking done with this bullshit.
It is.
America, I don't think any person who opposes this shit is listening to our radio. But if you by chance are listening to our podcast, this is the motherfucking reason why people sit for the national anthem or kneel. So you be more outraged about that injustices than outraged that someone's kneeling. I'm so fucking done.
And it's kind of disheartening when you can present like evidence, research that goes into this. Oh. These aren't people that are just spitting this stuff out their butts, but somebody somehow, some way will find a way to discredit this, be say, oh, well, you know, I mean, there's more, you know, white people are killed more by police and everything else because, you know, this, that, and the third. But, yeah, but white people, you make up roughly 65% of the population as well. So that's probably the reason why there's more of you in jail. But if you take it and base it for a human for human, a number for number deal, blacks are in jail more. And obviously from this little video we just saw, right, Native Americans mm-hmm. are affected more than anybody else, and so yeah. it's very sad, and this is something that, you know,
that's why we need to all stick together,
yeah, fight
for each other. Mm-hmm. We have to speak up. This is where our privilege works, you know. Like, as you and I, we're both educated. We have a platform, you know. We have the education. You know, we've had opportunities, so our privileges, we can speak up against those who cannot, for those who cannot speak. That's what Colin Kaepernick did. Sorry, I didn't mean to end up.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. Let it out. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm so angry. I get so angry. But this is why. This is what pisses me off. And Colin Kaepernick already said all this bullshit. I mean, he already said it, but no one wants to fucking listen to him. But he even said, like, look, like, people are like, oh, a rich black man is complaining of how he's oppressed, you know? I'm like, no, he's using a platform because he's privileged. The word you can't comprehend or understand, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's speaking up for you because he can, you know? Like, Daniel and I talk about this all the time. We always look at our privileges. Yes, there's other things that have been stacked up against me, but I also have this privilege, and I have this, and I have this. So I use these privileges to speak up for those who do not even have that platform. I speak up for those who cannot, or, you know, whatever it is. That's what a privilege means, mm-hmm. people. You have the capability to do something. Do something. Do fucking something about it. Like, stop being a fucking asshole sitting on your couch or sitting behind your computer and bitching and complaining for people who are bringing up these real serious issues.
That's it. Stop. You cannot say enough that this is an issue without somebody bringing up something to oppose what you're saying. And to me, at this point, if there's so much evidence that points and says this is an issue, instead of you trying to find evidence to oppose it, let's figure out a way to fix it all together, right? Let's all figure out a way to fix it, because it's people of color. And notice I say people of color, not black. I didn't say black. I didn't say Latino or anything else. People of color are the ones that we get it the worst. But people don't want to accept that. People don't want to realize that that's an actual fact. And that's one of the sickening parts about this.
But people of color have to understand that there is colorism also.
Well, of course.
So but that's an issue within this is why we're so divided sometimes, because people are like, oh, it's the same. No, it's not the same. Like so people think sometimes I'm a black woman or a light-skinned black woman,
yeah,
you know, I am Boricua, but no, I have African in me, of course. So, you know, I don't shy away from that, but because I am my skin color, I may be treated different from a dark black woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I know that privilege, that I may have more privileges than her, you know, or just a woman a shade darker than me with a different texture hair. You get what I'm saying? So some people don't want to recognize that. Like, they're like, oh, well, I'm Latina and I go through shit. Yeah, no shit, you go through shit. But also recognize that the darker you are, the worse it gets. So let's stop comparing our issues and our oppressions and, you know, and come together and listen to each other and then say, okay, yes, this is an issue in the community. This is the issue also. Like, these are ways we can, you know, change this. And this is what I really like about these Latino platforms that have been speaking about these issues. Like, yo, like Latinos, like, we have this issue of colorism in our community, you know, the lighter you are, the better off you are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to know those privileges within our community. For, you know, for me, I have dealt with the, you know, of course I'm not darker, but I have dealt with being treated as a black woman, you know? So I have dealt with racism and I have like my stories, but I'm not going to sit here and listening to a black woman be like, oh yeah, but I go through it too. So like, you know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that happens and that needs to stop. We need to recognize, yes, all people of color, we're all marginalized. I'm talking to you Asian people too. Like, people think that they're left out of the conversation. No, they're not. This is all different. And yes, there's colorism in the Asian community. Mm-hmm. There's a really good book about the Filipino experience.
Ooh, let me,
that people should read.
I've already told you, know? About my experience with Filipino. I've already told you.
Oh, I said, they're my fucking cousins, yo. And like, they are. They're our cousins. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, us to listen to each other's stories and experiences. And like, again, using our privileges, you know, to hold spaces for each other. People of color, we need to come together. White people who want to be allies, please listen, you know, to what we have to say. We're not saying we hate you because you're white. We're not saying that you should feel guilty for being white. That is not our conversation whatsoever. What we're saying is, yes, we understand that there has been white people who've been oppressed, you know, in the white community. There's Jewish people, Italians, Irish. Like, we've all dealt with our forms of oppression, you know. If you're poor, you're in that intersection where you're going to be dealing with oppression. If you are an LGBTQ person, that's another intersection you're hitting, you know. If you're a woman in that intersection. So, you know, when you have those intersections, these are when, you know, the privileges start to decrease. That's what we're talking about. It's just our society has an issue with females, LGBTQ, lower class individuals, and people of color. And, you know, so this is what disheartens me in the conversation with people of color. When I read comments from black people, from Latino people, and understand there is black Latinos world, there is, and white Latinos.
I saw a documentary.
Black Latinos.
Saw a documentary about that. It was very interesting.
Oh, what's the documentary?
I can't think of the name. God, and it was just on.
Well, you need to send it to me.
It was on, I think I may have came across it on YouTube. It was basically, I forget what the term was, but they're like Afro-Latino or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
Afro-Latinos.
They literally said how they've been, how blacks for years put them down. And then on the other side, mm-hmm. Latinos put them down for being mm-hmm. African. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, you know, and they said that their community is so small that they really stick together. And it's like, it's just yeah. them. They can't roll with the Latino and they can't just roll with the black. I'm like, that is pretty crazy.
And it's, but it's real. Yeah. It is so real. With my experience, it was a little bit different. I don't know if it's because in Kissimmee, Florida, the Puerto Rican population was so small.
Mm-hmm.
So we all just stuck together in a way. But also, too, it wasn't weird to see black Latinos. So I always assumed, like, if you hung out, I just assumed you were Afro-Latino. You know what I'm saying? That was just like, oh, then you're, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, oh, you are, you know? And it's so funny when my black friends, when they go into a store and they're like, oh man, this girl started speaking Spanish to me. I'm like, yeah, because there's Afro-Latinos out there. Like, there isn't no certain look to you guys. We just assume if you're in a Spanish store, we're just going to assume you speak Spanish, you know? Like, so, and this is the experience. And, you know, like I said, for me, a lot of people identified me as a black, you know, a black woman. And then identified me as an Afro-Latina, and like, and yeah, that's what I'm seen as, and I am pretty sure both of my grandparents were half black, you know, both my father and my mother's side, you know, and it's just, you know, that's Puerto Rican community. I mean, we have African, Native American, and European, so it's just to embrace that side of you. But yeah, so I'm calling out to all people of color, like, we need to really learn about our histories and then learn about each other's history to mm-hmm. empower each other and understand we've all have been oppressed. They all want us to attack each other, because the more we fight against each other, the more we're divided. I mean, I remember this in the LGBTQ community, where a lot of my bisexual friends weren't even introduced into the community because people couldn't understand, oh, you can't be bi. You're just, that's a cop out. You're just, you know, you're finding an easy way out. And I could not comprehend that. I was like, wait, you know, but these are the issues. And in an LGBTQ community, black people and sometimes people of color are more discriminated. It's just, it's like, you're already marginalized. Mm-hmm. Why are we going to keep on marginalizing each other?
All right. Hold, whoa, Village. Okay. Wait, I think we froze.
Did you freeze up?
No, yeah, you froze up, so I missed.
Am I just talking to myself? So, Village, I don't know if you caught all that.
Well, I missed like the last like 10, 15 seconds. Like the last 10 seconds. Because I think you're frozen again. Okay, Village. So what I'm going to do is I'm gonna refresh the page real quick, Angie. Give me 1 second. Oh. Thumbs up.
Okay.
All right, Village. So we're still live in Audacity. Recording is coming up. Here we go. Angie's back up. And I'll be up here shortly. And we'll continue going from there. All right, so I'm back. Village, as soon as Angie finishes this damn paper, we're gonna get the education. We're gonna get the education podcast going. And
I know, Village.
Y'all are in for a treat.
I'm almost done. I'm almost done with school.
Y'all are in for a treat. That's all I'm gonna say. Yes. Let's do, because we're already an hour in. Let's just do some quick Village Idiots, like 2 Village Idiots, and go from there. This first Village Idiot is, no surprise, our president of these United States of America.
Oh, my God.
He's arguing with LeVar Burton, LeVar Ball. I don't even know the LeVar Burton. That's what the name is.
Is it? I thought it was LeVar Bar.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull the thing up here, because I have been following this story on Twitter for the longest now, and I'm just like, why, dude? Why? Oh no, you're right. LeVar Ball. I'm tripping. Yeah, it's LeVar Ball. But just to see the tweets that are coming from the president, and I follow the president just because I think it's absolutely hilarious, to be honest with you. I think absolutely hilarious. I look forward to those tweets. Like, some people wig out, and I'm like, what has this idiot said today? Sips coffee. All right. Where is,
you know, he's getting probably kickbacks. He's probably getting kickbacks and paid by Twitter because he's so popular. That's why he's doing it. He wants to keep his followers to get money.
Dude, I don't know what the hell. He's crazy as hell. That's all I know. but yeah, so that's my first village idiot.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so
that will always be,
go ahead,
idiot. He's always the idiot for me.
All right, so this next story here, it's titled "Social Media." Hold on here. Watch, armed man records Facebook Live during police pursuit. I didn't think you should actually do that. I'm trying to let the video load. There's a video for this one. I'm trying to let it load. So just give me a second here, because I really, really want to show the village this video, because I am literally like, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not Facebook Live in anything if I'm being chased by the police, you know. Mm-hmm. All right, hold on here.
What?
All right, guys, give me 1 second here. Let me screen share with you guys. Share, and here we go.
Oh my God. Oh, I can't even watch this.
Guy's such an idiot.
This is painful.
Okay, so like I said, suspect Facebook Live records involvement in recent pursuit and crash.
He crashes?
Yeah, he crashes. Probably that whole withholding the gun with one hand and, holding the phone with the other hand probably wasn't the safest way to do things.
Oh, my God.
So, I'm going to leave it at that.
Oh, my God.
So, I'm going to go ahead and say this. We're only going to have the two village idiots tonight. I'm going to go. My village idiot is this idiot here that was Facebook live in his police pursuit and crashed. He's my village idiot. I can't call President Trump a village idiot because this is expected at this point. This is common.
He's always a village idiot.
Yeah, this is like, oh, he said something dumb? Cool. Sips coffee. All right.
I feel like Trump will be my number one village idiot at the end of the year for a show.
Got you covered. Hey, I'm not even mad at you. Not even mad at you.
Look, this is why. Because I know the system unfortunately created that poor boy on a police pursuit. That's why I can always go back and say, unfortunately, most likely, statistically, this poor boy's life got him to this point. Like, something shitty in his life, his lack of resources. So I can't even hate on this poor little village, this boy. But Trump, fuck you, man. You've been privileged your whole fucking life. You had the fucking education. You had the fucking resources. And you are still a fucking piece of shit asshole motherfucker. Now, fuck you. Love and light.
Angie.
Namaste.
No, did you just namaste on me? She said peace and light. Namaste. After she just read him the riot act, she said namaste. That's how you know she's a peaceful soul, Village. She is a true Village. She is a true peaceful soul. Yeah. All right, Angie.
And no disrespect to any Hindus or anyone who uses namaste. It's a very beautiful term. Look it up, guys. It's there a very, very beautiful, magical definition.
All right, Angie. Tell the viewers how to get a hold of you, honey. How to get a hold of you.
I don't know if I want anyone to get a hold of me now.
I'm over here tearing up. I'm laughing hard, boy. I'm tearing up.
You can get me at Dancing Aurora, DancingAurora at LIVE.com, or you can hit me up on Google Plus, Angelana Marie, Angelana Marie. And yeah.
All right. So if y'all want to get a hold of me, you know what? If anybody knows any black makeup artists, because this oily forehead every show, I got to do something about this. This is every show. I need somebody with some powder or something to come in every show.
Get Rihanna's get me, brand.
Just get
she
me
got,
right.
She got her foundation for you.
Something, y'all.
Look, we're going to have our own, man. We're going to be like legit like D.L. Hughley and Charmaine and all those people. Right. When we have a little studio.
Exactly.
We'll have our makeup artist then.
Yeah, because we're going to grind till we get there. That's all I know. I don't know any, I don't know anything else. All right, y'all. If you want to get a hold of me, I am at Enlighten My Mind on Twitter. I'm also handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. Slink, no Slink tonight, but Slink's handle is at Slink Grindstone. If you head to the Welcome to the Village Facebook page, you'll see some of his work. He's posted from YouTube. You know he's a producer. He writes music, beats, all that good stuff. You know he does that stuff. The show can be heard on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic, and Tumblr as well. I created a new Tumblr specifically for Welcome to the Village. So if you guys just search Welcome to the Village on Tumblr, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Podomatic, all that good stuff will come up. Crowdcast replays, just go ahead and head over to Crowdcast and check us out. Check out the Crowdcast page. Because right now we're only on Crowdcast. Ooh. So come check us out, right? Also, Google phone 619-202-1562. You can email us at welcometothevillage@gmail.com. We're going to be starting to change. Angie is going to be changing up. So we'll be probably recording shows on Tuesdays or Thursdays, starting not next week, but the following week. She'll be out of town in New York.
I'll be back. I'll be back on Thursday.
Okay.
We could do Thursday.
Okay, cool. So next week we'll start on Thursdays next week. Mm-hmm. You guys come check us out. We'll get into it. Again, check out the Teesprings campaign, and also check out the Etsy page. Go to Etsy and search Welcome to the Village on Etsy, and we'll come up, right? We will come up. Excuse me, Village.
Are you sure? Because that's how I looked you guys up, and you guys did not
come up. It didn't come up? Okay, then, Village, if Angie were on Facebook or other social media, she'd probably be able to help me out a little better. You know, that was a literal jab. That was a jab. Just saying.
Welcome to the Village. Yeah. Let me see. No honey boo boo.
No? Okay. I gotta figure it out then, because I could have swore. Oh, see, hold on here. Something just came up on Etsy just right now. Like, that's crazy. That we were talking about
really?
Etsy, yeah. Like something just came up on Etsy. Oh, it's some other stuff. Whatever. I got to figure out how to search.
Oh, wait. I don't know. It actually worked now. I didn't do anything different.
Huh.
That's actually really creepy. Motherfucking NSA. All up in our business,
no,
yo.
No, now it's the NSA.
Can you not?
Now it's the NSA.
Can
now
you the NSA. Not?
Now it's the NSA.
Yeah. Who else?
Really?
Who else is going to be?
Really?
Look, there's somebody on the NSA who kind of digs me, and they've been, like, stalking me.
Oh, God. This is great.
Whoever it was like, I got you, boo. I know you can't find him right now, but I got you. Just reset it. Just research. So thank you, boo-boo, stalker.
Shit.
Yo, that's so scary if that's true. I wouldn't. Oh my God, please, God, love.
Now it's not funny. Now it's not funny now. Now it's like, whoa, who's in the bushes? Who's in the bushes? Who's in the bushes?
So, yes, welcome to the village. If you put it. So, this is what I did, people. I put it in, I deleted it, I put it back in, I deleted it, I put it back in, and then it worked.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe me. Mm-hmm. I'm for serious. See, look, I just did it. Fuck, you can't see it. And it says it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Whatever.
I'm still
whatever.
Here for you. I'm
everyone
still here for
this
you.
So that I can be right. Okay. I need a win.
Mm-hmm. You need a win? Are you Trump now? You need a win?
Hell yeah. You better thank me.
You're right, because we trying to make this stuff big.
Oh, you know what, baby? I know what it is. You have to search for items, but not under shop or people.
Oh.
Search under items.
Okay.
That's why.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna before next week, I'll have how to search for us, because I got to put those new the bath balls are done. I just got to figure out how I'm gonna package them and stuff like that. So, you know.
Yes, I'm excited about that. Even though I don't got a bath, so I have to come over and borrow your bath.
You don't want to use our bathtub. Our little boys, I got two little boys. You don't want that. You don't want none of that. You don't want none of that. I'm telling you. It looks like.
I'll put myself in a little, like a little
something.
Rubbermaid tub
do something.
Outside.
And do something, because you don't want to be in a bathtub. I don't want to. I'm a grown-ass man. I don't want to be in a bathtub. I'm like, y'all need to do something about this.
People be like, hi. I'm like, hey, what's up? Just trying out a bath bomb.
Nope. Mm-mm. Not in that bathtub. Nope. Mm-mm. No, sir. All right, village. So you've heard our jokes. You've heard our laughs. We appreciate anyone that watches the replays. There have to be some replays this week. I couldn't get YouTube or Facebook Live to work correctly. It's all good. As the saying goes, Angie, thank you so much. We love you. We thank you. God bless you. You guys have a great night, okay? Bye, everybody.
Oh, bye.